hockey and horse racing. No better person to talk to those things about than a lead NHL analyst and horse racing analyst for NBC Sports. He did play 16 years in the NHL. He won a Stanley Cup with New York Rangers. He is a member of the 1984 Olympic team and the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. I'm talking about my pal, Eddie Olczyk. Edzo, good morning. How are you, Eddie?
Hey, what's up, Jim? How you doing, pal?
Good, good. Eddie, how about you? How are things?
Doing great. Best time of year, man.
Best time of year. All right, so you've been around the game your entire life, Eddie, a very long time. Have you ever seen anything like the Vegas Golden Knights winning the Western Conference and advancing to the Stanley Cup Final?
Nothing like it, Jim. I mean, it is incredible story to think about. This team wasn't even in the National Hockey League a year ago at this time, and to see them get the franchise, see the support in Vegas, see the players that were, you know, drafted, see the players that were brought in. George McPhee, the general manager, and his staff did an incredible job. The resources with the owner, Bill Foley. Beautiful rink there, T-Mobile. I mean, it's just been absolutely incredible. Look, if they're not the sports team of the year, let alone the sports team of the decade, and no disrespect to the Loyola Ramblers men's basketball team and Sister Jean, but I think the Vegas Golden Knights are the story of the century. There is no question the last 10 years. I mean, to think about where they've come from, an expansion team in the finals of their particular sport, and to see them only 4 wins away from winning the Stanley Cup, it really is incredible.
I think you're right, Eddie. And if they do finish this thing, I think they're a team for the ages. Now go back to George McPhee for a minute, if you don't mind. The GM was quick to make it about the players, but how much credit does he deserve for not just bringing in players who fit together, Eddie, but players who have the similar attitude and mentality?
Yeah, a boatload. He deserves a lot of credit. I mean, George is that type of guy. He is a man's man. Like, he gets it, and him and his staff identified a lot of players. First off, they identified how they wanted to play. They were going to have Gerard Gallant as their coach. He will be coach of the year without question. Doesn't matter what happens in the postseason. It's all about the regular season as far as the coach of the year award. So he will win that. So what type of players do we get for Gerard Gallant? And then you have to find those type of players. And what they did is they identified guys that had some experience, like Marc-Andre Fleury, James Neal, David Perron, a guy like Nate Schmidt, who was kind of just on the verge of coming into the National Hockey League, is one of the, you know, fifth or sixth defensemen in Washington. George McPhee knew him from his days there. And they took a shot on some guys that underachieved the first couple of years in their career. And you bring them all together, and look, all these guys had chips on their shoulders. There's no doubt about it. But the opportunity to go to Vegas to play for an expansion team and us against them, us against the world mentality. And it's just been, I mean, it's hard to put into words. I mean, it just is an incredible story to really think about a team that wasn't even in existence last year during the Stanley Cup final comes together in a course of 8 or 9 months. And here they are, 4 wins away from winning the Stanley Cup.
Eddie Olczyk, my guest. Still, Ed, there's some that's not good enough for. Let's address something. It's been something of a backlash from some hockey fans saying that the expansion rules were changed. They made it too easy for the Golden Knights this year. I mean, there's no doubt that the rules are different, but you've won a Stanley Cup, Eddie, so you know how hard this is. What's your reaction when you hear the suggestion that it was easy for a team that did not exist a year ago to reach the Stanley Cup final?
There is nothing easy about winning a Stanley Cup. There is absolutely nothing. And sure, they played by the rules. The rules were that teams had to follow a formula, and they had to protect a certain amount of players. They had to expose a certain amount of players. And what ended up happening? Teams started making side deals with Vegas not to take certain guys, and we'll give you a draft pick for this player if you take this player. And look, there was all kinds of wheeling and dealing. And look, I think what you got to look at, it's a combination. Yeah, Vegas made some incredible moves, but then you look at maybe some of the moves made by other teams, the decisions that they made, Jim, helped feed this incredible wave in Vegas and to see them in the Stanley Cup final. So I just don't think it's not only about the rules and you know, the players that were available, but also the maneuvering and the managing by George McPhee, working on other general managers and taking advantage in certain situations. And look, sometimes you play the game. It's business. And sometimes you sit there and you play a bluff type of game and go, well, geez, I know you guys really like that player, but I'm not going to say that. So you know what? we're going to go after that player. And we really don't like that player, but we're going to maybe be able to get an extra draft pick, or maybe we can get an extra player out of that team somewhere down the line. So I think you look at it from both sides, and there are some managers there, I'm sure, when they look back and you see some of the players that are not on their rosters and now on Vegas's roster, you sit there and go, and the fan base probably goes, Jim, and says, well, geez, if those guys were on our team, you know, maybe we'd be making a run, or maybe we would still be involved in the playoffs. So I think it's a combination, but Vegas did what they were supposed to do. They paid the $600+ million. The rules were there. The draft was there, and here they are in the Stanley Cup final.
Eddie Olczyk, my guest. Sometimes you play some poker, and nobody's playing it better than McPhee right now. Eddie, let's jump down to some horse racing before I let you go. You predicted the trifecta at the Kentucky Derby. You picked Justify to win the Preakness as well. Before I ask you about the race, let's talk about the vibe. What was it like at Pimlico under those conditions on Saturday?
Jim, you've been to the track as much as I have, and you don't. They're very, very few days, if any, you go to the racetrack and there's that eerie feeling at the racetrack. And when you couldn't see the horses break out of the gate, you could just hear the thundering hooves coming down the clubhouse stretch for the first time. You couldn't hear them. You could only hear them, but you couldn't see them. And the next thing you know, here they are right on top of you, and then they would disappear because I was standing at the finish line waiting for a possible interview if Justify did not win the race. So, you know, you're sitting there watching on the monitors. I thought our NBC crew did an incredible job of showing those pictures in really adverse conditions. I mean, at track level, Jim, you couldn't see maybe 75 yards in front of you. You couldn't see it. But I thought our crew, Rob Hyland, our producer, and Pierre Moussa, our director, did an incredible job of bringing it on TV, and I was able to watch it after. But it was pretty surreal to see that. And then when they were turning for home, and how about Larry Colmus, our race caller? You know, he's got he watched it off the monitor for like 80% of the race. Like, so what you were watching and I watched after the race, he was calling the race off the monitor because, you know, he's up on top of Pimlico and you can't see through the fog up there. It was way worse. So it was just absolutely incredible. And to see Justify hold off Good Magic, that's for another day. I'm not sure of the ride that Good Magic got from Jose Ortiz of being that aggressive and then getting to the rail, which is the worst part of the track down the stretch. But Justify seems like he's the real deal, and you can throw 100 horses at him. He just walks around there and runs around there like he's the best, and he's going to show everybody.
Eddie Olczyk, my guest. God, Eddie, it was so eerie. It was really very, very eerie even to watch it on TV, and I thought that NBC did a great job with that. Larry Colmus is the best at what he does. So before you go, Eddie, what do you make about that? I mean, to me, Justify, we knew he was a spectacular athlete, very, very freaky athletic specimen, but he showed a lot of heart and a lot of grit, and he dug deep, and he held on. How do you think he comes back from a race like that? Do you think he can handle a mile and a half? And how do you think he does at Big Sandy?
No, I believe that he can. I think he could run probably 2 miles, Jim. I really do. I just think that this horse has the goods, has the ability to be able to dictate the terms and say, you know, this is my race. And, you know, he was very close to the lead in the Preakness. He was just off the pace to start the Kentucky Derby. So he's very tactical. As you know, it's a much different race for these horses and these jockeys when you run a mile and 3/16 or a mile and a quarter like you do with the Preakness and Derby, respectively. It's a mile and a half. I mean, it is a long way to the finish line, and it does become a jockey race. And I just look like, you know, his stride seems to be two for everybody's one. And when you're that close to the pace and you're on the lead, you know, you dictate the terms and say, okay, you know, you guys got to come and try to mow me down. So I don't see the distance being an issue. The only question that I would have would be all these races in a short period of time. But in my opinion, you got the best trainer in the world in Bob Baffert. Baffert, you know, thinks the world of this horse. And I think if he gets off the plane and gets to Belmont, he's going to have a huge shot at a Triple Crown.
Eddie, quick follow. If it's a jockey race and Belmont is, what do you think about the job Mike Smith has done in handling that horse?
Just awesome. Just awesome. I mean, he has, you know, he has the engine under him. There's no doubt about that. But it's, as you know, being in the game, you know, sometimes the pilot can get a little aggressive or have too much patience. And next thing you know, you're wondering why you didn't win a race, but they call him Money Mike for a reason. And I mean, it's just amazing to see what he's been able to do. And look, you know, Mike Smith is very selective on the horses that he rides and the horses that he gets. But when you put that combination of Mike Smith and Bob Baffert together, I think it could, you know, they could win a 10 claimer at Los Al, or they could sit there and win the Triple Crown. And a real special pilot on top of, obviously, a tremendous horse.
Edzo, Money Mike has made me a lot, and Baffert's cost me a lot. Eddie Olczyk, Mike. Edzo, so good to have you on, man. Love you. Appreciate it. Great to have you back,
Eddie.
Thank
you. Jim. Thanks a lot. Say hi to the family. I appreciate it.
You got it. You too, Edzo. Eddie Olczyk.